From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Children rescued in Somalia. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali special forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali information minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the kids from a school in the Middle Shabelle region. There's been no comment from the U.S. military, but the use of helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. U.S. lawmakers have until midnight Saturday to avoid a government shutdown. They're expected to vote on a stopgap funding bill at 10 p.m. Washington time. President Trump met with key opposition party leaders Friday to come up with ways to avoid the major funding issue. The shutdown would begin on the first anniversary of Trump's inauguration as president and put hundreds of thousands of non-essential federal workers on temporary unpaid leave. The spending bill has been sidetracked in the U.S. Senate by a dispute over immigration. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Friday announced he is to run for a second four-year term in elections due in March. The former general is expected to win the election. Since 2013, al-Sisi has overseen one of the harshest crackdowns in living memory in Egypt. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left Friday evening on a trip to the Middle East. He is the first senior administration official to visit the region since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely condemned by world leaders. Pence's four-day trip begins with stops in Egypt and then Jordan. This is VOA News. African ambassadors based in Washington, D.C. met Friday to discuss how to respond to reports related to President Trump's recent talks last week. The president is said to have used profanity to refer to African nations in a meeting. The UN's 54-nation African group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were, quote, outrageous, racist, and xenophobic, end quote, and demanded a retraction. Former U.S. Ambassador to Nigeria, John Campbell, told VOA Friday, Africans won't forget President Trump's comments anytime soon.
There has always been, however, a kind of low-level concern about the persistence of American racism. And alas, the president's most unfortunate comments seem to lend credence to that concern.
Trump has denied using any specific vulgarity, but said the language was tough. Cameroon's elections aren't expected until at least September, but the political scene is already heating up. Supporters of longtime President Paul Biya are urging him to seek another term. Here's Elvis Golay, Biya's close aide.
We began with one state university. We have today more than 8 state universities, more than 40 private universities. The youths have all kinds of professional educational facilities now.
It's widely suspected that Biya will run. About a dozen opposition parties are negotiating to back Akere Muna, a prominent lawyer who specializes in fighting corruption. Muna has pledged a nonpartisan platform to catalyze transformation.
For too long, we have lived in a country without any clear future, where the people have no voice. For too long, we have lived in a country where the poor and underprivileged have no chance. The days of waiting are over.
Cameroon's main opposition party, the SDF, has not weighed in on any alliances. Pakistan's defense minister says his country's deteriorating relationship with the United States has led to a decline in the security and intelligence cooperation between the two. We have much more on this story on voanews.com. Lebanon's army says 10 Syrians froze to death while trying to cross into the country via a dangerous smuggling route through the mountains. Military officials say the Syrians, including 2 children and 6 women, were caught in a strong snowstorm. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.